Before I begin the message I had planned this morning, I want to read something and share this with you. A man joined our Skype Bible study. His name is Barry Bumpus, and he's in, I think, Arizona area. Had been listening to a lot of the Bible studies we do online that are on our website, and that's how he knew about us, and then he joined our Skype study. And he shared this that he wrote, and it's a beautiful testimony. And it's a poem, really, but it's his testimony. And so I'm just going to read it exactly how he wrote it, because he sort of explains it, and then he gives the actual poem. It says, "During the summer of 1972, the war in Vietnam was coming to an ugly end for the United States and my family. On July 16, we got word that my brother Brian had been killed. He was 23. His passing prompted me later that year to write the following poem. It ended with the question, is God looking for me? 30 years later, the conclusion to the poem was added. So he wrote this poem as a lost individual in 1972, and it's called The Seed. And it says, I didn't know why my parents were who they were. They just were. I didn't know why I was born into this world. I just was. I didn't know why the sky is blue. It just is. My questions gave way to acceptance. But my spirit yearned for answers. I walked in the flesh and saw its limitations. We live, we die, and for what? As an adolescent, death was not real. Time was, the sun was soothing, the stars were awesome. The rain was refreshing, and the world was a playground. But my spirit yearned for answers. Why did the adults say, partly cloudy, come inside, it's getting dark, stay out of the rain and have fun while you're young? As a teenager, death was something that happened to others. The sun was hot, but not in the shade. The stars were awesome if you understood the Big Bang Theory. The rain was a forecasted inconvenience, and the world was newspaper headlines. And my spirit yearned for answers. Why did the anchorman say the tanning index is 5 and the Big Dipper is visible in the northern sky, and bring an umbrella to work and the body count is now over 3,000? As a young man, death became real. It claimed my brother. I viewed his body with a calming knowledge that this was not him. And yet my tears flowed, and my heart ached. I cried out to the Creator, and my cry was unknown to me, a prayer. Who are you? Why has the sun lost its warmth? Why have the stars lost their majesty? Why is the rain of acid? Why is the world a stranger to me? And as I slipped back into acceptance, my spirit yet yearned for answers. My familiar yearning became a burning. The desire to know God, really know God, was undeniable. But where do I look? Or is he looking for me? And then the year 2002 is written, and he added this 30 years later. I had looked in my own time to the west, and he was not in the church. My own time to the east, and he was not in the temple. I had looked in my own time to the south, and he was not in the baptism. I had looked in my own time to the north, and he was not in the law. And by what measure did I find him not? By my own knowledge? By my own reasoning? By my own conclusions? No, but by the very spirit that was my yearning. It told me, this is not whom you seek. The spirit that spoke to my heart was in fact not my spirit, but the spirit, the creator of all things. He lives not in a church made by hands, nor in the forgiveness of men, nor in the baptism of water, nor in the chanting, nor in the darkness, but where he is most hidden to the world, right inside of us. He died for us. He rose from the dead. He lives in us that believe, and his grace is sufficient. His name is Jesus Christ." And that was written by Barry C. Bumpus. So I thought that was just a beautiful